Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the At Large Capacity Building Working Group on Thursday, 28th of March 2013 at 18 UTC. On the call today we have Saranyita Tamainikawamaro, Yaovia Tohun, Pastor Peters, Adela Danciu, Oksana Piroduko, Tijani Benjima, Fatima Cambronero, Juan Manuel Rojas, Ali Al-Meshal. We have apologies from Satish Babu, Natalia Enciso, Siranush Vardanyan, and Carlos Aguirre. And from staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Gisela Gruber, Carlos Reyes, Silvia Vivanco, and myself, Julia Charvelin. May I remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you very much, Sylvia. First of all, just before we start, I'd just like to first apologize to everyone, both the working group and staff included, for the last-minute abrupt changes to the agenda. Really should have worked on it with the steering committee 48 hours ago. So, first of all, apologies in relation to that. And Tijani, I just informed you this morning, along with Dev, Dev's okay with it. Again, I really apologize for all the inconvenience caused in this regard. The second thing that I'd like to say is, for those of you who observe Easter, I'd like to wish a blessed Easter for those who commemorate this religious occasion. And we note the apologies from Carlos and others who are observing this particular sacred holiday. And apologies also for scheduling a call on this time. But I think at the same time, having said that, it was critical that we had a brief call before we rolled out some of the things on the wiki and that sort of thing. So with that, I would... I note that the dialogue is still being done. I'm just wondering if there's people are online now.
Julia, this is Heidi. Do we have Dev on the line now?
Yes, Dev is joining.
Oh, hi, Dev.
Is Dev on the line? Just wanted to make sure
yes,
we have all
yes,
the
I am.
Okay, thanks,
Seth. Yeah. That's one going on mute. I'm driving to the office, yeah.
Right. Okay. Good morning. Oh, you're driving to the office. Okay. So, anyway, can everyone see the agenda? Is there something someone would like to change just before we... Or are we okay to adopt it? So we can start. Okay, with that, since there's no one commenting, let's begin. Yes, first of all, I'd like to welcome everybody again, even though I'd said hello already. And just to say thank you very much for the high interactions and activity that's been taking place on the wiki over the last couple of weeks. Particular thanks to Oksana and Adela for helping Chaitanya with the information from Uvalo and just going through the data and the indices. And also to Tijani and the team in Africa. Special thanks to Fatimata, who'd been forwarding the information down to the ranks to Afralo. And there was excellent feedback coming back from some of the ALSs, and also to those in Naralo, Darlene, who'd been very actively scrutinizing the Naralo numbers and names of ALSs. Well done, guys. And I think you would have noticed that there were certain discrepancies on the at-large. In the at-large dashboard, which I must say is a bit worrying because it sort of gives an indicator that apart from some of our information needing to be corrected, but we can very quickly and very easily see that perhaps messages that are supposedly going down to the ALSs are not going down to the ALSs, either because of a faulty email or faulty information and that sort of thing. So I suppose to set the context, one of the things that I'd like for us to keep in the back of our minds is there are two things running in parallel. There are two things running in parallel. Not only is the essence of what we would like to communicate to the ALSs, but it's also the communication lines. And I think we can see from even the running the stats and the dashboard, and even from running the numbers, and the numbers speak for themselves, that there are certain things, there are certain glitches that we could address. And this we will be discussing later on when we discuss the report and that sort of thing. But before I say anything else, I would like to ask perhaps, Darlene, are you there? If we could just get some feedback from people, what are some of their observations in relation to looking at the information.
I think we've done a very good job of cleaning up the list and making sure that we have everything there correctly.
Excellent, darling. And Adela and Oksana, if we could have your observations, please.
Adela first?
Yes.
Hi. Adela?
Oksana, feel free to talk if Adela is taking time or either of you. Please go ahead.
Actually, I would like to limit this dashboard only to the countries because it would be much more easier to understand with whom we have to contact. Because, for example, 76 countries and territories for Europe, it's absolutely crazy number.
Right.
For example,
right.
Council of Europe is only 47 countries and with Armenia. But Uralo is without Armenia, but of 76 number.
Okay. So I'm taking a note of that, and I hope other members of the steering committee are also taking a note of that. In terms of the countries and territories, that's also an issue that Dev had been raising. Just to very quickly address what you're raising, Oksana. One of the things that we are deliberately doing in our spreadsheet is making a distinction between countries and territories, and we've got another column to say ICANN region and that sort of thing. Yes. Let's have a feed. And if you have any other issues, Oksana, please feel free to list them down. Just put them in the chat room. And those are very, very good, very, very good issues. Adela, did you want to say anything in relation to the compilation?
No, this is Adela speaking. I had trouble with unmuting myself. I think this has been a good exercise to clean up and check and update all the ALSs that are at large. So I think it's a very comprehensive sheet now.
Thanks, Adela. And just very quickly, just to feedback in relation to the important point that Oksana raised, There are territories within the UN region that do not match the ICANN region. And I suppose once we finalize and wrap up the spreadsheet, we'll see more clearly. But so far, they include the places like Ascension Island, Antarctica, Bouvet Island, British Indian Ocean, the French Southern Territories, and the U.S. minor outlying islands. That will probably explain some of the cities that are linked also. And now can we have Lakralo? Fatima and Yuan.
Sala, this is Fatima speaking. We sent some emails relating to the spreadsheet and the ALS of Lakralo, and I don't have any comments. As Juan Manuel any comment? Carlos Aguirre said that he writes some comment in the wiki. I don't know if you see that.
Very excellent comments on the wiki. Yes, we saw that. And in fact, we build a foundation for the second piece of our work now. Do you have any immediate comments in relation to some of the compilations or any issues or some of the observations in relation to some of the trends that you've seen?
Sala, this is Fatima. No, for the moment.
No problem at the moment. Fantastic. And I'm just wondering if... Yes, and I'd like to invite Afralo Tijani, and Tijani is a member of the steering committee who's been rallying his troops, and also Yalvi. Your feedback on the spreadsheet and the work that's being done so far from the Afralo perspective.
Thank you, Salah. This is Tijani speaking. I think as for Afralo data on the spreadsheet, it was collected and compared by Fatima Star, who sent you the correct data. So now, normally, everything is okay. I don't think that you have to rely on the dashboard, because dashboards are never updated. That's why you have wrong data in the dashboard.
Right.
That's right. And right. If you want to have the correct information about ALSs, you have a very good mean on the website regarding the ALSs, and you have all the data there, except for the contact who is changing, and you don't have the update of the contact change. So for the spreadsheet, I think things are okay. So I think we have to go ahead now. We have done the collect of information. We have done the compilation of those information. Now we have to go ahead. Thank you.
That's excellent, Tijani. And is there anyone else from Afralo who may want to add further reflections?
Yeah, we're speaking, but nothing to add at this moment. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Yavi. Okay, I'm just wondering if I have any comrades from AP Ralo on this call. Okay, there are none, so I'll just give a quick feedback from the AP Ralo perspective of the data. For us, we noticed that there had to be corrections not only on the AP Ralo site, but also on the dashboard. And writing on what Tijani had raised, we can't rely on the dashboard. That in itself is a bit worrying. And he raised a very good point, but that's something that I suppose we need to figure out how to ensure that those numbers are accurate at all times. So there has to be a sync between the dashboard and there are laws just to ensure that the information is correct at all times. In fact, the very first person to pick one of the errors up, which and then before the AP Rallo got to this, is Darlene from Naralo, who mentioned that one of the, was it Darlene or was it someone from La Corralo? That one of the ALSs from La Corralo was on a different Rallo and that sort of thing. So things like that. I'm not sure whether it was ISOC New York, I can't remember. But that's certainly something we can improve upon. Now, one of the things, and whilst we're there, one of the things you would have noticed, colleagues, is that you would have seen as we were collecting information on our ALSs, we were also collecting information on those who were operating the CCPLD, for example, within those regions. And one of the reasons why we're doing this is there, in some instances, we have the CCPLD operators who are also registered as an ALS, maybe directly or maybe not so directly in another form. And those sorts of things are useful information to track. And the reason for that is when we are organizing potential synergies, in relation to how we can either share the budget of doing something or get like a particular skill set in a certain area to pollinate the subject of that which we want to disseminate. So these are some of the reasons why that information is there. One of the things I've noticed is that even though we had primarily given 6 weeks ago, or was it 5 weeks ago, we had given 2 weeks for work to be done in cleaning the spreadsheet, I noted that work was still being done in cleaning it up even well after the 2 weeks, which sort of delayed us a little bit, but that's okay. I think the important thing was ensuring that we had accurate information on which to base our work and that sort of thing. As Kijani mentioned, it's time now to progress and to move into specific things for the purpose of why we were actually constituted in the first place. And with that, I'm very, very confident that with all of you and all the skills that you bring to the table, that we'll be able to put together a comprehensive report and a list of suggestions in relation to things that in relation to things that need to be built. And okay, I can see something on the wiki 1 to 8. Right, that's the list of what do you call it, ALSs. So I suppose one of the comments that we could make also is in terms of our reporting and what I was going to propose is to start putting the skeletal on the wiki post this call, well before Beijing. People can start pollinating their thoughts, and before Beijing, we will wrap it up, finalize it, and present it to ALEC and also to the RALO reps who are going to be there. The other thing also is we are now moving on to... does anyone have any comments in relation to the preparation of the report? Okay, let's move on. In relation to the identification of areas to build and the methodology, this is, you know, initially when we started with capacity building, one of the things that we were very mindful of was ensuring that the nature of what we do meets the objectives, you know, And we can very easily get sidetracked or be distracted or be isolated in doing just one thing to address the diverse needs of the global at large. I suppose at all times we have to keep in the back of our minds that in the context of at large, there are diverse needs from across the region. And if capacity is going to be built, then we have to first map out what are those diverse needs and what needs to be built. Although at the same time we can make valid assumptions, like things that we would like to communicate across, and that sort of thing. So I suppose in terms of 5A, exploring synergies with other stakeholder and constituency groups, issues of networking, we're very fortunate to have Sandra and Tijani within this working group who are doing work within the ICANN Academy. And at the same time, the other constituency groups, like the GAC, for example, like the CCNSO, and the advisory committee like the GAC and other stakeholders like CCNSO or GNSO and that sort of thing. Now, one of the things you would have noticed during the mapping of the ALSs and the CCTRPs is that there are avenues where we can explore. For example, the ALSs that have representatives in the GAC. I'll give you one quick example. I think it's unfortunate if I'm wrong. Tracy is in the GAC, right? And I believe Olga is in one of the ALSs from La Crala, who's in the GAC. And there are a couple of ALSs that have representatives both in at large and within the GAC. So issues of exploring synergies and noting that there's current capacity building work that these groups are doing and how we can, work together to meet common objectives. So with that, let's hear some perspectives from the floor in terms of your synergy. Anyone? Darlene, your views?
Tijani.
Yes, please go ahead. Oh, yes, Deb, sorry. Deb. Tijani, yes, go ahead, please.
No, this is Dave. Tijani was
here. It's Dave.
Apologies, Tijani. Dev had his hand up first. Okay, go ahead, Dev.
Okay, very well. Thanks, Shala. This is David Antilakshmi speaking. I think one of the things that we can look at is, one is the things that are synergies in a sense of, in terms of countries that have representation in both the GAC and, say, the at-large, and then the CCNSO, is to see whether, is there a relationship between the parties involved? The second thing, and I think this is probably more important, are the gaps. And by the gaps, I mean those countries that don't have any representation in ICANN ecosystem, stakeholder. So a country that doesn't have anyone in at large, anyone in the GAC, anyone in CCNSO, for example, perhaps then the outreach, that those type of countries can be considered the most countries in need of outreach. So that's all I have to say now. Thanks.
That's a very excellent point. And I hope everyone's taking notes and noting that down. countries which are most in need, hint of prioritization and seeing, okay, that's very, very excellent comments. Tijani, please go ahead.
Thank you, Salah. Tijani speaking. As for the synergy with the GAC, I think that since we have a standing meeting with the GAC in each of the ICANN meetings between ALAC and the GAC, I think that this point should be added to the agenda of the meeting that we have with the GAC, so that we try to find ways to work together in terms of capacity building. The point of dev is very important, but I think it concerns more outreach than capacity building. We cannot make capacity building for people who are not there. So it is a very good point, but we have to bring it to the outreach working group who is formed recently. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Other comments? Adela? Darlene? Fatima? Yuan?
Yavi?
Yavi, please. Go ahead.
Yavi speaking. When we talk about energy, I think something we can also explore is you talk about some ILSCs having representatives in the GAC. I don't know if you're talking about the country, but what I want to say is that we people from ILSCs should see how I can, at the local level, they can build this synergy between like at large the GNSO representatives, the CCNSO. And then from that one, bring something to that capacity working group. So a synergy at the local level also may help in this capacity building process. Thank you.
Okay. That's excellent, Yavi. I hope all our comments are being recorded. I think they are. Any other comments? Can we have some comments from Uralo, please? Oksana, Adela, do you have any comments in relation to...
Yes, Oksana is speaking. Unfortunately, I would like to add only one point. For example, Ukraine has representatives in GAC, but it's only on paper. And only just now we begin the process of representing Ukraine in GAC in real way. And the role of Ukrainian ILSCs in this process is very large.
Right. Thanks, Oksana. Oksana, that didn't come through clearly for me on the call. Could you type that into the chat screen just so it's recorded, just in case we missed some bits of what you're saying? Okay. Whilst we are on that, I think another important thing that we should factor in, one of the important things that we should factor in also is apart from having ALSs where you have like GAC representatives or technical representatives, for example, to other, like for example if they are CCPLDs and that sort of thing, and drawing from on synergies, I'd also like us to wrap our heads around even other institutions, not necessarily, and this is where we have to be careful, as what Pijani mentioned, that we're not encroaching outreach because we have another working group that does that. But I'd still like us to consider instances where you have, for example, network operator groups like North America, NENOG, or Asia, Southeast Asia, CNOG, or Pacific PACNOG, New Zealand, ANZRED, NOG, and not sure what it's called in Europe, and that sort of thing, and the Caribbean, CARIB, NOG. But there's certain synergies also that we could draw from, or certain things that would be happening within our home turf, or within one of the countries that where our ALS is present, where they're running one of those NOG trainings, where we could certainly ride with, work together with, potentially work together, explore working together with some of these people to facilitate some of our face-to-face capacity building sessions. And having spoken to some of these NOG operators and in relation to some of the NOGs, they're very keen as well in terms of exploring synergies and that sort of thing. Okay, with that, if we could perhaps move our discussions along now in relation to... Tijani has his hand up. Go ahead, Tijani.
Yes. Yes, Sarah, thank you. Sorry to come back to this point of synergy. I think that also we need to speak about the synergy with the other groups working in almost the same area. I mean the outreach working group. I mean the ICANN Academy working group. So
good
this
thing.
Is very important and key point of synergy that we need to develop very strongly. There is also a new thing in ICANN. You know that ICANN have hired Mr. Mathieu, who is in charge of the online education platform. And this point we will speak about in 6B on the agenda. But I wanted to say that also with this this initiative, we have to have very strong synergy, and we need to make use of this possibility that will make the capacity building much easier with a professional platform for education, online platform. Thank you.
Excellent comment, Tijani. So Tijani made the point that in looking at synergy, we need to look at both external synergies, external to ALS, as well as internal to ALS. So that's very, very good. Very holistic discussions taking place. Now moving on to the second matter on the agenda, which is it's very good to hear your views in relation to, I suppose, Tijani, can I put your hand down on the Adobe? Unless you wanted to make another comment? Or maybe
no,
it's
no.
just there?
It's,
okay, thank
no,
you.
No, it's not done.
Right.
It's not done.
Okay, thanks, Tijani. Okay, the other point was identification of material that's relevant for at large. One of the things that, one of the feedback I continue to hear from different ALSs at the ICANN meetings is that, in fact, one of the most recent ones, I'll give you the comment from a colleague, most recent comment from a colleague who's just joined the wiki, and his name's Chaitanya. Unfortunately, he's not on this call. He's probably sleeping, poor guy. One of the comments he made, I shouldn't laugh, but it's really funny. He said, oh, Salah, entering the wiki is like entering a forest, you know, meaning like the tons of information. And I consider Chaitanya to be someone who's actually, on the ball with technology and everything else. And if his first comments and his first reaction in relation to the level of information is a forest, then that means we as a working group, especially capacity building working group, we need to identify what kind of material would be relevant for at large. And once we can go ahead and make assumptions, exemptions. By the way, we're following the agenda. We're now on 5B. We need to specifically identify a material that would be relevant for at large. Eh? And so in this instance, there would be a need for an online survey for RALOs, where we specifically ask the RALOs and we ask the ALSs what specifically would they be built in which areas specifically. So that will need a dedicated list of issues a team to work on the survey and to extract that survey, and we can also move into the online, rolling it out online. So with that, are there any comments in relation to the identification of material that's relevant for at large? Go ahead.
Yeah, Yami speaking. It's a question. It's not clear to me. The point is to identify material available or what? Capacity building material available. It's not clear for me this point.
Okay. The context of that's a very good question. Very good question, Yavi. Everything we discuss in this meeting is specifically related. So when we say identification of material, we're meaning what do ALSs want to be built? What are priority areas? Is there a specific policy area or is there specific things that they want, specific areas that they would like training in? And Glenn, noticed he'd posted some stuff last year, and even when we were beginning, he had sort of mentioned that he made a couple of videos, that sort of thing. But things like that. And to this end, Oksana's has her hand raised up. I'd also like to invite Adela, in terms of her views. For those of you who may know, Adela Danchu is actually one of the facilitators for the Diplo Foundation program. She's immense experience in terms of curriculum and capacity building globally. Yes, so let's go for Oksana, Tijani, and Adela, if you could get ready.
Thank you, Chair. It's Oksana speaking. I would like to draw your attention to CCTLD delegation and the delegation process and the role of ALS and the clutch and the ALAC in it. For example, I proposed in our comments to IANA standards, but it was redirected to another procedure. But it's very important to ask every ALS from this country what is the opinion of this ALS. And if there are any objections, each RALO has to collaborate any opinion and discuss on the level of at large.
Right. Those are excellent points, Oksana. What we will be doing is the reason why we're asking all these questions now is because these are going to be going into part of the report in the form of a preliminary report, and it will be on the wiki, and the people will be free to populate and give ideas in terms of which areas, but at the same time, then maybe perhaps if the suggestion for an online capturing mechanism. Tijani, please go ahead.
Salam.
You have your hand up? Yes, go ahead, Tijani. I can hear you.
Okay, thank you. I want to say that at this stage, I don't think that we will make use of the need expressed by the ALS members. Now, I think that we have to start with things that are very obvious and clear. Some policy issues that are actual, if you want, they need to be people need to be thought about it. I think that some technical issues absolutely necessary for people to understand the system must be done now for the ALS members. In the meantime, we can do the survey, and I think that we had better to do the survey after the first phase of the fundamental capacity building that we need to give to the ALSs, so that people will express their needs when they understand the overall system. So I think that as a first step, we have to go ahead with we have to plan some sessions of capacity building about fundamental knowledge for the RALUs, for the ALSs. Thank you.
That's a very excellent point that Tijani made, and we're actually on the same page, Tijani. Whilst we are rolling out the online survey, it doesn't mean that stop working. We will be running things simultaneously. We need to prepare all the technical back-end processes that would be needed to meet the demand. And the survey, it would be just a means of knowing what the demands are. And from the spreadsheet, we know the priority areas, but now we'll be zooming in microscopically. And now I'm going to ask Adela, in terms of just very roughly, if she could just speak very briefly from her experience in terms of the preparation of things like curriculum, not necessarily limited to online, but just on capacity building curriculum, identification of material in relation to the online survey, and just what her general thoughts are. Adela,
yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you. This is Adela speaking. I haven't understood very well what Sara just said, but because I have troubles with my telephone connection. Listening to all the opinions, I must say that I agree with what was previously said, that we need to identify firstly the necessities of the ALSs and put them somehow in a mirror with interests of ICANN structures, so that these needs converge and are addressed similarly, because of course the ALSs need to understand about ICANN and all the topics that is discussed there, and for that of course we are here to discuss this capacity building. But on the other hand, I think also ICANN as an organization and at large as a stakeholder needs has specific needs like input coming from these members. So it's a two-way, at least this is how I see it. It's a bilateral relationship. So I don't know, in terms of building these programs, probably there should also, in my opinion, there should be on different levels, like an introduction for those who learn about ICANN for the first time, and step by step guiding those interested people and DLS is to fully participate into our working.
Okay.
I don't know if I made much sense, but at this point, and of course I will be happy to help when we get into details about delivering such programs.
That's excellent, Adela, because that's going to be key. And does anyone from Naralo have, do you have a view on what was just being said in terms of identification of material? Naralo, Lakralo, any immediate feedback? If not, we can move on. Darlene?
Shala, this is Fatima speaking.
Oh, Fatima, sorry, I didn't see your hand. Go ahead, Fatima.
Thank you, Shala. This is Fatima. Just a brief comment. In Lakralo, we have a capacity building program implementing in our monthly course. We did a survey in our RALO, and the ALS identified the topic that on we want a training. We have identified this topic. Maybe we can share this with you.
That's excellent, Fatima. Be great if you could share those with us, and even we'll make space in the wiki and then tell you where to put it. You can share it with us, and we'll maybe host it on the wiki. Fantastic. And any immediate comments from Naralo?
Darlene Thompson here, yeah. I mean, I would love to see what LACRALO has, and there are other RALOs that probably do have capacity building materials. So it would be nice if we could put them all on the wiki so that we could kind of see, an overview of what everybody has so that we can then go through it and be able to start to make a comprehensive document of, okay, here's what we have, here's what we can use, and maybe even bring in stuff from like what the fellowship program uses as well. Thank you.
Excellent, excellent suggestion. And anyone from URALO want to, or EFRALO or URALO want to comment in relation to that? Okay, I'll take that as a no. Let's move on. In terms of modes of delivery and approach, as mentioned initially in the introduction, it's very important that we don't just isolate ourselves to just one, but be open to diversity at large, as they have to say, but at the same time factoring in to Janet in relation to practical features we rolled out now. But at the same time, we need to identify, and I think we already had previously, some potential methods of delivery and approach. So you can see there you got online education platform, utilizing social media, face-to-face and other. And with that, I'd like to invite Tijani to address us on the online education platform. And then we'll have Dev on utilizing social media. And if there are other people who want to comment.
Thank you, Shala. As I said before, we have now someone working with ICANN who was working with ISOC, and I think he worked with Diplo too. who is developing an online education platform. With all his background, he will be a great help for everything that we do in learning and learning effort that we are doing in ICANN. So I think that this online platform that will be developed and maintained by Mr. Mathieu is one of the main tools that we will be using during our work. I think that the face-to-face capacity building is possible, but I don't think it is the most it will be the most used mode of capacity building because of its cost. And if we have a good education platform, it will be a great help for our work. We had a teleconference with Mr. Mathieu before, and we spoke about how he see his work and how he see the contribution of the platform to the capacity building and to the ICANN Academy. And we felt that he has the will to really help us. And the platform will be absolutely interactive. It will be a very good tool for the learners, for the trainees, if you want, because it will be friendly for the user, and also it will be very good for the trainers, because it is very easy to upload the courses and the material that will be used for the capacity building and for any learning issue. We will have a meeting with Mr. Mathieu in Beijing. He will meet with the ICANN Academy working group and also with our working group. So it is a great moment, it is a great opportunity for us, for all the working group, to ask the necessary questions to give him the necessary information that will help him to make the tool, the education platform, the online education platform, as adequate with our work as possible. Thank you.
That's excellent, Jani. And in fact, we'll be making space on the week in relation to gathering feedback in relation to online education platform. That's awesome. Because of time constraints, we'll restrict the comments for after. And so now I'd like to ask Dev. Dev Ananti Lakshin on social media.
Thank you very much, Sala. This is Dev Ananti Lakshin. Are you hearing me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, are you hearing me?
Oh, so, yes.
Thank you. Devananti Lakshin speaking. Regards to using social media, the Technology Task Force has developed the technology to allow for content to be delivered to various social media platforms, primarily Twitter and Facebook. And the way to implement to post content to the social media is in fact by using our At Large Wiki. There's a special space set up on the At Large Wiki where persons with permissions, and right now it's only the staff, but the person can write a wiki page post. And include whatever material he to include, like audio or video or whatever, and then post that link for a person to read. And one of the side benefits of using the wiki is because the At Large Wiki offers a machine translation tool, so that persons who can at least machine translate the text and hopefully get at least a better understanding in their language as to what is being discussed or shown. So I'm also very interested in seeing this Tijani's online the online education platform Tijani's talking about. Thank you.
Yes, it's excellent. And we have one who's raising his hand. Just before 1:06, I'd just like to very quickly follow up on the points that Tijani and Dev have made in relation to online education platform. I'm very careful when I say this, but I think the point has to be made, and I think it was made during our discussions with Matthew. One of the things that will be very important at all times is in terms of the nature of the materials or the modes or comments in that regard. It's very important that it's also not shoved on us, meaning like it's not pushed down our throats, but it's important that at the same time there's a delicate balance where the ALSs or the APRAL or the at-large community identify what they want in relation to how it's going to look. So in terms of comments, in terms of online or social media, it's very, very important that that there is a bridge between these two. Yes, let's have one. Jay, you're muted. You need to unmute yourself. Right, very good.
Yes, we can.
Star 7 to unmute. Okay, whilst I can't seem to hear him, because of time, you're on the, okay. Perhaps you can type your chat screen in, my dear. And, yes. Let's have Sirinush. Sirinush from Ekiralo. I think Sirinush may have gone offline. Tijani, please.
Yes, thank you, Salam. I want only to say that the wiki has a great merit, not only because of the translation facility, but also because it is available everywhere in the world, while Facebook or YouTube or any other social media cannot be accessible everywhere. Countries are censoring, have censure on those social media. The second point I want to raise is that we have other tools that we can use, for example, webinars. For example, the mailing list, we can use the mailing list for some kind of capacity building, etc. So we may have a lot of kind of tools that we can use. We have to get the adequate tool for the considered item. Thank you.
That's excellent, excellent point, Tijani. Adela also raised a very important point. We need to keep in mind social media for crowdsourcing and add it to the curricula and how to effectively use it. And so there's going to be some interesting discussions hovering around this particular area in terms of identifying the areas, in terms of the technology and what kind of things we would like to see within the platform, those sorts of things. So with that, that takes us very neatly into, just before we move on to the next part, I know we're running out of time, but aside from this, you have any other suggestions in relation to either online, social media, face-to-face, or any other means of capacity building, please feel free to put it on the wiki. And in terms of the agenda for Beijing, as you can see, there is a draft agenda that was sent by staff, the proposed agenda is working group activities update and then the online education platform role of at large capacity building. The role of at large capacity building is it'll be important to ensure, because there'll be new people there, so that's something that we'll need to sort of briefly discuss or talk about, just so that everyone's on the same page. And does anyone else have any immediate suggestion in relation to some prominent issues that you think should be discussed in Weltway in Beijing? Well, if there are no comments in relation to that, what I'll do is I'll send those questions again physically on the mailing list, and if there are pressing issues that you would like for us to discuss during our meeting in Beijing, then we can weave it in. In terms of the online education platform, Matthew Shears, who used to be with I think he's still with ISOC, I'm not sure, or he used to be the policy director, something like that, and he sort of engineered the ISOC online education platform, and he's got a bunch of ideas, and he'd like to hear very much from the global at-large community in relation to what they want to see in terms of online education platform. He's very open. And at the same time, I'd like to encourage all of you to continue to communicate the things that you'd like to see and whatnot. And with that...
Sorry, it's yes, Olivier. Yes, can I get in the queue, please? Because I'm not on the Adobe Connect, so I can't get in the queue.
Go ahead, Olivier.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Salah.
Oh, okay, sir. Yes, and so with that, you'll note prior to Beijing, we have quite a lot on our plate. I had actually asked the staff for a spare room for a second meeting. This first meeting is, you know, like a formal meeting and that sort of thing. But we need at least to spend an hour together physically in a room to iron out some of the things that we need to do from an operational perspective. And it'll probably gain us ground because we're there physically. Just to confirm, how many of you will be in Beijing?
I will be there. Tijan will be there.
Darlene, are you going to be there?
Yeah, I'll be there, Darlene.
Oh, that's excellent. And I know Adele is going to be there. Fatima, are you going to be there? Fatima's meeting.
Yes, this is Fatima.
Okay.
Yes, I will be there.
And Sardush? Okay. So what we will be doing, what I'll be asking for is, I've already asked for it, is to have a second separate meeting, which is a working meeting where we can iron out some of these things and tease up some things that we can actually work on during the call in real time. So this first meeting, the meeting that we will have, where Matthew is going to be addressing us on the online education platform and that sort of thing, and also we'll be hearing from the community in relation to some of the issues that have been teased out here. And I'm glad we had this call, so it's from the perfect grounding and the backdrop for that which we will discuss in Beijing. And in terms of the second meeting, I look forward to your participation in that meeting. And you'll notice that the way things are going, we didn't really get to the way things are going, there will be certain sub-projects even within this working group, specific things where we need people to step up and take ownership of and sort of lead that process, and then we'll bring that back to the round table and polish it off, consolidate the material. But with that, this has been a really excellent call. It's been really excellent here from all of you. And again, apologies for the sudden change in the agenda.
Olivier is waiting.
Heidi, please go.
Olivier, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Heidi, and thank you, Salah, for running this call. One of the big concerns that I've had regarding capacity building, inReach, etc., is the duplication of work and reinventing the wheel, etc. And it's something that I've been very worried about by seeing staff, recent staff, launch into new things without consulting so much with the community, so as to actually risk coming up with new projects that are not in sync with the projects which have already started in the community. I'm glad to note that Sandra has met with Matthew Shears, and this now synchronization is starting to occur. And I'm also very glad to see you with everyone else on the call here synchronizing. So at Bredo level, at ALAC level, so it's local ALAC and ICANN level. So I'm really looking forward and forward to the next steps, and use your time in Beijing wisely and make use of the fact that you're all face to face. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Oliver. And as always, it's always a privilege to have a lecturer on the call with us, and absolutely agree with the points that you raised. And I hope we're all encouraged by that, guys. Everyone in the working group, those who are not present, will be hearing the audio if it's being recorded or seeing the transcripts. But we're all encouraged by the Olivier's remarks that we continue to accelerate the pace and work towards greater synchronization and make sure that your voices is heard by participating. And last but not least, I'd like to thank Dev Anantilakshmi and Tijani Benjama, and the rest of the steering committee members who are not present on this call for their leadership, their continued leadership. And again, apologies for the sudden change in the agenda. I regret the inconvenience caused. Apologies to Heidi and to staff. And with that, we'll
Sala,
see you
Sala,
on the
sorry, sorry, Sala, and Sala, I have my hand up. Sala, this is Heidi.
Go ahead, Heidi.
Sala? Yeah, just to add on to what Olivier was saying on ensuring we don't duplicate efforts, the Atlas II Working Group, which just held their call earlier this week, they also discussed preparing a survey for issues, not only for the summit, which is being planned for June 2014, but also it might be of interest to work with that group on preparing just one survey for the ALS's on what kind of capacity building needs that they would have. It's just a concern that they might, if we're going to send so many surveys to various ALSs, they might just get confused on which ones they should be filling out. So that's something you may wish to consider.
Sorry?
And secondly, just a housekeeping issue. I'm very pleased to announce that a new member of policy staff, Carlos Reyes,
is on the call today, and he is going to be supporting, working with at-large staff to support this working group. So again, Carlos speaks Spanish and French fluently. He's based in the Washington, D.C. office. Carlos, do you want to just say a few words?
Thanks, Heidi. Hi, everyone. My name is Carlos Reyes, and I joined the policy team in December, and I look forward to working with you in this working group. Thank you.
Hi, Carlos. Okay. So with that, I wasn't too clear about what Heidi was saying. She's saying something about somebody rolling out surveys and so that we do not duplicate surveys or something. But anyway, I'll check the transcript. And yes, we really should avoid duplication of any sort. We don't have the bandwidth nor the energy. And with that, again, we look forward to meeting you in person, Carlos Reyes. And thank you, Heidi, for your comments. I see. Atlas II Organizing Committee. Is that Atlas II? What's Atlas II?
It is the At-Large Summit, the second At-Large Summit. So their organizing committee had their first call this week, and the second At-Large Summit is being planned for June 2014 in London.
I see. Okay. In relation to that, we'll see how things go in relation to the duplication and that sort of thing. What we could do is prepare our online survey and see if there's anything that's similar with them and that sort of thing. But I think at the same time, we need to be garnering feedback, specific feedback in relation to capacity building. And with that, anyway, I would like to also thank Silvia Vivanco for helping to facilitate, and Heidi and the rest of the ICANN staff, and also Julia on Adigo for calling up and dialing up to all of us. And again, happy Easter, everyone. I know you're all busy and going to Mass or whatever not. For those of you who celebrate Mass and those of you who don't celebrate Mass, have an excellent weekend. And with that, goodbye. See you on the wiki.
Goodbye. See you in Beijing.
Goodbye.
Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Take care, all.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for the time. God bless you, Pastor Peter.